A new initiative which has seen the CSIRO team up with the Indian Institute of Science has shown promising signs that more sustainable forms of steelmaking are possible. The initiative would see agricultural waste deployed as a substitute for coal in the steelmaking process, which would significantly reduce the carbon footprint. I asked Warren Flengey from the CSIRO Industrial Decarbonisation Process to explain how green steel can be effective in reducing carbon emissions.
Steelmaking traditionally takes iron ore and some form of carbon, traditionally a fossil carbon in the form of coal or gas, and reduces that iron oxide to iron ore and then on to steel. That's a very well-established process, but it is emissions intensive. Maybe 2 to 2.5 tonnes of CO2 per tonne of steel is produced and released into the atmosphere. And that contributes to about 8% of worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. The work that we've been doing is to try to substitute some biomass in place of that coal or gas to be able to reduce the amount of fossil carbon that enters the atmosphere and instead use carbon recycling through the atmosphere. We grow biomass and takes up carbon out of the air, and then any carbon released in the steelmaking is then reintroduced and recycled through the atmosphere, resulting in no net increase in carbon emissions.
CSIRO's, through this partnership with the Indian Institute of Science, has achieved a significant breakthrough when it comes to decarbonising iron and steelmaking. And you've conducted a full-scale trial at Jindal Steel. Can you talk a bit about what you were able to achieve when it comes to the decarbonisation process?
There's a variety of ways to introduce biomass in place of fossil carbon in the steelmaking process. Recently, we have demonstrated a new pathway, which is to use agricultural waste products or byproducts from food production, so not the food itself, but waste products from food production, in this case, rice husk pellets or rice stubble. And we've substituted that for coal in a process known as gasification. So we can gasify that biomass waste product to a bio-syngas. And syngas is a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide and CO2. And that works as a reductant. So that's a chemical input into the steelmaking process. It converts iron oxide, FeO, to iron, Fe, which is the critical feedstock for steel production.
This will see the blended rice pellets replace coal without compromising the performance in making steel. Do you need to modify the steelmaking equipment to enable for different materials to be used?
The great thing about what we've done in this study is that we've used a full-scale commercial steel plant with no modification. The advances that we've made is the preparation of the biomass, creating the right composition of pellets to be able to be introduced into that existing full-scale plant with no modification. And furthermore, we've tested the outputs of that, both the bio-syngas, the ash, and the steel as well. And we've been able to establish that there's been no interruption, no adverse effect from using biomass in place of that coal.
Does this mean that green steel is actually scalable? That, you know, this is something that can be, you know, that the use of biomass could be utilised by, say, some of the largest smelters in the world?
It is scalable. This process uses a gas-based process, so that's quite different from a blast furnace. And much of the world's steelmaking is based on blast furnaces, and there are other processes for that. But in the future, if we want to make steel from hydrogen, we need to move to gas-based processes rather than blast furnaces. The use of this process enables us to use biomass as an interim step before we can convert fully to green hydrogen-based steelmaking. So we've demonstrated that we can blend 5 up to 10% biomass into existing steelmaking processes, and we believe we can go up to 50%. And that's a significant reduction in net greenhouse gas emissions from steelmaking. And in fact, I think the limitation is not likely to be the amount of biomass that we can integrate into the system, but the availability of that biomass, because it has to be produced locally and aggregated economically and converted into a feedstock. So this will be very applicable in some selected locations, particularly India, where they have a lot of waste biomass, and actually their alternative, burning it, contributes to some of the world's worst air pollution. So there are important co-benefits from using their waste byproduct biomass in steelmaking. It flows on throughout the regional economy, providing revenue to farmers and increasing air quality.
Warren Flengey from CSIRO Decarbonisation Projects speaking to Stephen Hill.